I had to start dating again at 28. And I'm not saying 28's old or anything. That's not what I'm getting at. But, you know, it was different. It was a different experience. I feel like I am older and more mature, and I know myself better. And so, you know, when I was looking for people to date, I felt like I could make more informed choices, you know? For example, anyone who had anything anywhere online about running, just never mind. You guys may or may not be able to tell, this is not a runner's body. You know, and girls would have things on their profile about finishing a 5K or something like that, and that's nice for you. But I'll put it this way. If you were to add up all of the running that I've done from the day I was born, I mean everything. I'm talking about gym class, games of tag, making it to the toilet before I throw up, chased by bees. If you add up all of the running that I have done from the moment I was born to the second I stepped up on this stage here tonight, 4.8 kilometers. It was weird coming out back on the dating scene at 28. I people kind of tend to couple up young. And it was kind of strange. I found out pretty quick that it was all just the same kids from high school, but we've all just been put through the ringer for the last decade. Now we're back out on the streets. And I found that priorities had changed for some of us, you know? We've lived a life. We've lived 10 years of life. We've had experiences and relationships and things, right? So people's priorities have changed, you know? You're like, oh, look at this. A Facebook message from Stephanie. I see. I was too chubby to go to prom with. But now that you've got a C-section scar and a mild cocaine addiction, a little more open-minded.